Happy solstice. Yes, I say that because it's June the 21st. And who better to actually launch this celebration of the longest day in the year? And it's not D-Day, of course, but the awesome Anthony Moseley. Anthony, good to see you again.
Good morning, good morning. Yes, well, what a lovely day again. Here we are. Lots of champions taking place yesterday, and the interbreed champions, that's between the breeds, which will compromise in a supreme overall champion in each section.
Clearly, with blue skies above us and fantastic beasts and livestock from that perspective, this is shaping up, even in World Cup year, as being pretty much the place to be if you're in the agricultural industries.
Oh yes, it's absolutely superb because we've got the home of the Lincoln Red cattle here, home of the Lincoln Longwool sheep here, and nowhere else in the country will you find a better display of either of those two breeds of animals. It's very exciting because today we've got these interbreed championships, both as individual animals, in pairs and in groups. And that brings a lot of excitement around the rings.
Of course, I was doing a disservice to folk who aren't necessarily into agriculture. There's so much more at the Linkage Show, and we've been covering that, obviously, for Siren Radio and Southside Broadcasting. But, Anthony, you'd be pleased to know that Christian here, who made his debut, obviously, with us on location, I hadn't realised that there was a shocking truth about Christian, that prior to yesterday, he'd never actually seen a sheep in its natural environment.
Yeah, that's true. I'd only seen them driving past in a car and a bus. I'd never actually been up close with one, or actually been within a few feet of one before, so it's quite something different for me today.
That's a quick learning curve then you've got, haven't you? But I mean, yeah, I mean, it's take a few minutes to go around the sheep and touch them and feel them and smell them and talk
steady
to the
on,
owners. Well, they're all very friendly, I can tell you, and they're just like, you know, your pet dog in a lot of things.
Yesterday I was learning a few things about different ones. For instance, I never really realised there was different sort of long wool sheeps, which the Lincoln ones, or for instance they bronze the sheeps as well, or the sheep, like for competitions. I never realised they did that either, so
yeah, I mean, it is. It doesn't matter if you've just started learning about them. I've been learning about them for 40-odd years, you know, and I'm still learning, so
That is the beauty of shows like this, of course, and the Great Yorkshire Show, and the other shows, and the many shows that you actually cover. It gives that real educational opportunity, the chance for folk who, yeah, in our current environment, 21st century, there is, if ever, a kind of greater slip between the suburban, the urban, and the rural.
Oh, yes. And I mean, you know, still a lot of children and probably adults think milk just comes in plastic bottles and that's where it comes from. There's a lot of learning to do. And with all these forms of communication, we all think we're putting it out there much more. Actually, still, there are more and more people who do not know, do not understand and have no knowledge. And it's not their fault. It's somehow a disconnect, isn't it?
So, having gone through day one, I don't think you've seen the cattle getting their blow dries and hair drying, which is another thing from that. What are your reflections, Christian, on now you've actually clocked up about 8 hours here with the Lincolnshire Show?
Well, I didn't really know what I was sort of coming into yesterday, but today, obviously, I've got a bit more of a broader view of what's going to be happening and everything like that. But I'm not really much of a country person myself. I've been living in cities all my life, so I have really enjoyed it, just from a different take on sort of different lifestyles and stuff like that.
Well, I think, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're from the city or from the country. It's all part of learning. You're a young man. I mean, you know, it's good for character building, your knowledge, and when you're an old man like me, you'll be able to talk to your grandchildren or something and say, yes, well, I have stroked a Lincoln Longwool.
It's extraordinary. 100 years ago, of course, you could have been dying in the Battle of the Somme. Now yes. It's a case of dealing with a sheep, but it's all good. It's all fine. Anthony, how can people stay in touch with Anthony Moseley, photographer, online?
Well, we've got our website, www.anthonymoseley-photographer.co.uk, and that's where the pictures will be.
And we look forward to seeing you in July, if not sooner, but certainly at the Great Yorkshire Show. You'll be there. I know you've got a number of shows that you're working through between that. Go on, share with us once again and the listener the route that you take over, mostly on tour.
Well, I'm going from here to the Royal Norfolk, then we've got the Yorkshire, then we've got the Welsh, and then we're down in Dorset, and you know, it rolls on right the way through to Christmas and the winter prime stock shows.
Well, great excitement, because we've been joined by another debutante when it actually comes to Southside and Siren location reports, but she's also one of our social media people, currently going into level 2 of public relations. It's the awesome Christine Green. How are you, Christine?
Good morning.
Now, you have actually been at the Lincolnshire Show in previous years, but this is the first time you're actually sort of doing official social media reporting duties.
It is. It's been a long time since I've been at Lincolnshire Show, but I remember it quite well, at primary school, so a very long time ago. So it's quite exciting to see it from the other side.
Exactly. I mean, certainly lots of children around yesterday. It was Christian's first experience of the Lincolnshire Show yesterday. I think it's fair to say that from the joys of a Leeds United and Liverpool supporting lad from Yorkshire, quite a positive experience.
It was. First time, obviously, and I really did enjoy it. It was different to most things that I've experienced before as well, so it was a good new thing for me to do.
Well, keeping the footballing theme together, clearly one of the challenges I'm going to put to you, Christine, today is to have your photograph taken with the Checkatrade Van Trophy, which is actually on site, because I think actually that would be so much wonderful. For it would show a kind of a building of bridges between Grimsby and Lincoln City.
It may build bridges with Lincoln City, but it may destroy them with our own supporters.
Oh, okay. I thought I'd throw that out there as a possible dare challenge. I suspect maybe it won't happen, but still. Moving on, what are you looking forward to today? I mean, obviously looking from the other side of things, any particular areas? Is it livestock? Are you looking at sort of the range of things? We've got the RAF 100. What sort of things catch your eye?
The animals, livestock. It's one of the things that I remember from all those years ago, so having a look around there, the different types of competitions that they put on there as well. It'll be quite interesting to see what they got up to.
Excellent. Well, as I say, we'll be hearing from you again. I see that we've had the arrival of Ryan and Ed. That's Jones and Wellman, have actually just arrived. They're signing in at this particular moment in time. So they'll be looking after various other bits and pieces as well. And a reminder, you're listening to Siren Radio's Midweek Drive on location. Midweek Drive 1 edition, in fact, on location at the 2018 Lincolnshire Show, which, if memory serves, is actually the 134th Lincolnshire Show, clearly taking place in Lincolnshire. Well, Christine, you have now arrived at the area of the Lincoln Red cattle. And are they as you remember from your childhood?
They look bigger, actually. They look far bigger than I remember.
Substantial beasts, and beasts which obviously have actually sort of developed in all sorts of ways. Major sort of cattle industry here. Christine, we didn't get to the Lincoln Red yesterday. Thoughts on this area so far?
I'm a bit anxious, to be honest.
Well, I think let's try and put some of that anxiety away. Let's chat to some of the experts who are actually around here and find out a little bit more about the Lincoln Red Cattle System. And looking for experts within the Lincoln Red Cattle area, we're delighted now to be able to speak to
Alan Hargreaves from near Spalding.
Alan, share with us, the reason you actually went for the Lincoln Red Cattle, and B, how it's shaping up as a show this year.
Well, the Lincoln Reds are a fine beef breed. They're the beef of the county, and they just do everything we want them to do. They finish well on grass, they feed well on grass, and there's not a finer breed.
One of our countryside correspondents, Lou Bevan, was always keen to actually point out the difference between dairy cattle and beef cattle. It's all in the shape of the rear. Dairies, I think, are more triangular, beef are less so. Is that right?
Well, they've been selected for years and years and years. Up until the war, they were dual-purpose breeds, so an animal would milk well as a cow and produce a good beef calf. But they specialised after the war, and especially in the 50s and the 60s. So the Holsteins and Friesians and dairy Shorthorns took on what you've described as a more angular animal, and we've put more and more and more beef on the beef animals.
Christine, as you said a few moments ago, they seem a lot bigger than when you were a child.
They do. Last time I was here, I was about 11 years old, so quite a few years ago. But they just seem so much bigger than I remember. Have they got bigger over time, or is it quite similar?
Yes, they're a little bigger than they were. The biggest specimens in the old days were the same as they are now, but generally the breed is bigger. They've just been produced to produce more and more beef.
Christian, you said a few moments ago that you were feeling just a little bit anxious in terms of this area. Any sort of thoughts that you got? As obviously a little bit of excitement going on in the background there. Any questions for Alan?
I was meaning I've never been this close to cows before in my life.
Sheep yesterday, cows today, yeah. It's a whole new world.
And coming in and seeing something, for instance, that one over there, which is enormous, that's all I meant. I was just sort of, it was just a bit anxious to be next to something that could...
Calm his nerves, please.
There's not a better natured breed than the Lincoln Red. And I'm not just saying that. We see that over and over again. They've got a great temperament. And right from being young animals, we train them and put them on a halter. And you can. The good thing about the Reds is one person can handle a herd of 200 or 300 quite safely. Whereas some of the newer continental breeds can be a bit flighty. But these are on the whole pretty safe.
I was going to ask you, are they quite docile in nature, this specific breed, as opposed to other breeds?
Yes, they may be one or two other breeds with as good a temperament, but there is not a breed with a better temperament, is a fair way of putting it. You still have to be wary and sensible, and you do hear of accidents with all cattle, with people walking dogs through, but the cattle are just going for the dog, really, so don't have a dog tangled up around your legs when 20... steers want to play with it in a grass field.
Especially if it's a Chihuahua or a Dachshund. It's carnage. Christine, any other questions?
No, they're beautiful though, aren't they? When you sort of look, they are beautiful animals.
They're quite stunning to look at, yes. They look a picture in a green field surrounded by trees.
I'm always impressed at shows like this by the way in which they are brought out into the show rings and developed from that point of view. And it's very much the skill and the art of actually leading the cattle by the nose ring. I mean, that's a phenomenal routine. Is that a line that you tend to take, the nose ring system?
No.
There we are.
We train them on a halter.
Yeah.
So we put the halter on. Many of us start halter training maybe when they're just under a year old. And we walk them at home on the halter to get them used to it. The nose ring is in a bull, which that's pretty necessary because the bulls can be quite playful and boisterous. So that gives you some control. With the heifers and the cows, some people, not all, some put an extra little clip in just on show day, which just gives you that little bit of extra control because they're seeing crowds for the first time and new noises and papers flapping around. It's a new experience. So that just, it's a safety thing, really, but it's not ever so necessary.
I'm always impressed by the hair dryers that are used at this time of day, in particular, as you're blow drying for the whole thing. When did that first become a thing, that you actually started using hair dryers to actually sort of improve the overall coats and things?
Oh, that's interesting. The blowers are used just to blow the bits of straw out that accumulate every hour or so in these buildings. And also it fluffs the fur up a bit just to give a nicer impression. But it's a fairly recent thing because I don't use one. I still use the old-fashioned
traditionalist, obviously, yes.
Oh, I'm very traditional, yes. So I just brush them up like we always did 15 years ago, 20 years ago, yeah.
In the last century. We won't go there. Christian, any final thoughts?
I found out yesterday about the... the long wool Lincoln sheep, where they don't do anything to the coats, they like them to look as natural as possible. Does it go for the same things with the cows, or is there a different sort of procedure to go through?
No, that's quite relevant to the Lincoln long wool sheep. I don't know much about them, but I understand they like to show them in their natural state. But no, the cattle, we're all expected to... We shampoo them a week before the show, we shampoo them on the morning of the show. They're washed, they're immaculate, and we trim them. Those that need a light trim, we give them a light trim. Nothing too extreme.
In many ways, exactly the same routine we use for Siren Radio reporters, effectively. It's that sort of line that sort of develops, which is great stuff there. Finally, it's the 134th Lincolnshire show. How's it shaping up from your own point of view? As good as ever?
There's not a better show. It's a wonderful show. The Great Yorkshire's good. The Royal Norfolk's good. Many of us will be there next week showing Lincoln Red cattle. But the Lincolnshire show is very special. It's a great day. It's the highlight of the year. We look forward to it all year round. And, of course, we all want to have a win at the Lincolnshire show. It's like winning the Derby.
Exactly. Well, we might hopefully catch up with you at the Great Yorkshire show. I don't think we can make the Royal Norfolk, but hopefully if you're at the Great Yorkshire, we'll see you there.
lovely to catch up with you. Thank you.
No, I can't possibly get through the next interview without saying it's fun to stay at the YMCA. That's where we are. I know, and we're talking to Abby. And Abby, I see you're wearing an Arsenal little outfit here. Yes. Does this mean you have some sort of fondness for that team that formerly were managed by Arsene Wenger?
Yeah, I love them. Absolutely love them. Biggest Arsenal fan in the world.
So, before we get into the YMCA then, what are your thoughts on after 22 years, he's gone, he's been replaced, is it good news or is it a case of slight trepidation?
I was really sad about it, because that's mainly what I've known at Arsenal. However, I've done my crying and now I'm ready to move on, like any, you know, good relationship, they all have to come to an end at some point.
Just as long as you don't expect to get anything from the opening match of next season when you're playing Pep Guardiola's man.
I know, Man City is not a good one, and then I think Chelsea the week after as well.
Yeah,
so
things could be more challenging. I mean, Christine here, part of the Grimsby Town Supporters Club, you know.
Okay, so, well, Leaf life is peachy for some of us, anyway.
You're listening to Sports Report here on Siren Radio on location. No, it's the YMCA. That's what share with us. Talk about the YMCA. Shaley's obviously been singing your praises, quite rightly so. What wonderful things have we got here? I mean, yesterday you looked as though you were pretty much like whirling dervishes at work and doing all sorts of things. Cycling, pedalling, doing all crazy things.
Yeah, so we've got the training team down here. They run the gym and do our training courses. They brought a load of exercise equipment to test the strength and might of people out there. We are cycling all the way around Lincolnshire on a static bike. We're not leaving the show. We've also got our bouncy castle, which the kids loved. It is free. We do ask for donations. And we've got our football cage where we're playing football and dodgeball all day.
Sounds good for me. Christian, thoughts from yourself?
Well, I was going to ask, what's been your highlight of the Lincolnshire Festival so far? The Lincolnshire Show, sorry.
It's a festival.
Yeah.
That's
fine. I keep on saying the festival. Yeah, the Lincolnshire Show. What's been your highlight of it so far?
I'm in quite a good position here to be able to see the sheep show that was going on yesterday. I thought that was absolutely amazing.
I'll be the dancing sheep. I feel. If Umarai doesn't actually sign up and I'll be the dancing sheep as a centre midfield player, then you know, it's no justice in the world.
I think the dancing sheep could possibly do a little bit better than some of our players as well. I've never seen dancing sheep before, so I loved that. And the BMX show as well, which was really, really cool. I wasn't expecting to see something like that down at the Lincolnshire show. So it's the first time I've been here, and I'm loving it.
Christine?
Obviously, the YMCA, you've got loads of different activities on through the 2 days. What's the sort of message you're trying to put out as people get involved with the activities that you've put on?
Okay, so it's the YMCA ethos. A healthy mind equals a healthy body, which equals a healthy soul. It's all something that all of us workers for the YMCA, we do believe in. And we see it working as well with the kids. Start them young as well, and then that ethos can spread as far as it can go.
Yeah, it's almost like the Jesuits, really, giving a child when they're young and work there for life, etc. It's not a place to talk about religious indoctrination. But Shaley, any thoughts from yourself?
Abby, are you having a great time?
I'm having a lovely time. It's really nice to be out. They've let me out, finally.
And how did you get involved with the YMCA yourself? I mean, was it a case of you were influenced by the village people back in the day?
Yeah, actually, I am influenced by the village people. I have been around on the gay scene, actually, for many, many years. So that song goes very deep into my heart. I actually fell into the YMCA, literally. I went through the door and I was like, wow, God, this place is amazing. Started off as a birthday party assistant and grew into a youth worker.
Yeah. Birthday party assistants.
Yeah.
You've got to show. I mean, what exactly does that actually entail? Do you have to sort of point at the prize in a kind of, you know, indicative manner and say, look, this is what you've got. Happy birthday.
It is, yeah, very much like that. And also doing the YMCA dance in birthday parties. Yeah.
You know, this is what Instagram and Facebook Live was made for. Oh, but God, no. We look at it's too early in the morning. How can people get in touch with the Lincoln YMCA? What's the best route for people who are listening to this to actually take?
Okay, so we are actually based down at the showroom. They can come along to the showroom on Tritton Road. We're in between DW and Sainsbury's. It's a massive building. You can't really miss us. If you want to have some fun, if you're young, or you want to get rid of your young ones for a brief moment just to have a rest, then we have a climbing wall. We have parkour equipment. We play loads and loads of sports down there. We run birthday parties, and we also help young people who sometimes might need a little bit of assistance in life.